Good morning. It's an honor. Today is Monday, and my guest, Morgan Wright, on the captain's log, the moose.
Hey, I am, in fact, a moose.
I love it. I love it. So we're gonna pull out here and just make sure I don't crash the car, backing up, and you could share the video. And today's a huge day for you, right?
Oh, it's a big day. We're gonna be on the Miami finals air tonight, and I'm excited for that. I'm really looking forward to all this good stuff.
We won't do any spoiler alerts right now.
Oh, no. NBC's legitimately scary with their non-disclosure agreement.
They have you locked up?
Oh, they do. We don't mess around with that. Let me fix that real quick.
Are you good?
Nope, I'm not. But I can be.
Where are we at?
Oh, there we go.
There you are. You can hit share.
Share now.
And you're good.
I'm so good.
We're amazing. So this is the moose, right? You guys know this guy because he's this guy on NBC. American Ninja Warrior. I have a real ninja in the car. Yes. So Morgan, do I call you Moose or do I call you Morgan?
You know, sadly, at my age, I'm married, I have kids. I answered it whatever, really. It's, you know, I'm not pride, shame. I know not these things.
If I was the Moose, I would just be like, you know, call me the Moose. I am the Moose. No, I'm not doing that because today I feel like, you know, I'm a ninja. Do you pull the ninja card or the Moose card? What's better?
I gotta say, it's been pretty interactive. Whichever one I think will get me a free food.
Free food.
I am always like 14 minutes away from starving to death at any given moment.
Well, I would say you probably burn some serious calories.
Oh, I do, but you know, cutting weight in my 40s, a little different than in my 20s. It's, I literally will have like PG-13 level fantasies over bread and carbs now. And even just thinking about it, I'm like, oh, look, I lost an ab.
What's the best perk you've had from being Morgan the Moose? I mean, you're an American Ninja Warrior. The show's on NBC. You're in people's, 10 million people's homes at least every week. And they're watching you, and they're like, this guy, we'll talk about other stuff that you've done, because it's not going to stop. I was reading your bio. I found out more stuff about you, and I'm like, is there anything this guy sucks at? Everything he does, he excels at. So what's the best perk you've gotten from being an American Ninja Warrior?
You know, I got to say, as crazy as it sounds, the best perk is, I love teaching. I mean, you know, I retired from the military. I did really well with the military. I just got tired of not being home. I wanted to be a husband.
Thank you for your service, by the way.
It was 14 years.
Yeah. Amazing.
Two tours. My main tour is Afghanistan for 16 months. It was, I loved it all, but I love teaching. You know, everyone's like, oh, you're going to do this ninja thing and you're going to quit teaching and open up a gym. No, I love teaching.
Well, you love teaching, but also you four-time teacher of the year.
First PE teacher to get Golden Apple
for
my
people. Who does that?
And that's been the biggest perk about Ninja Warrior is that it makes teaching PE that much easier. Everyone said, oh, kids these days, they're not playing outside. They're not doing that. It's like fitness for adults. It has to change. You know, we can't do the same thing. It's why CrossFit took off so much. It's why Ninja's taken off.
Right.
It has to be entertaining. I have to be more entertaining than YouTube or a tablet to get kids to come out and exercise. Ninja has been the perfect vehicle for that. Plus, it is fun. When I'm out and about, and I'll see this little kid, and he'll look at me and then do that.
Oh, my God. It's the Moose.
And I'll be like, yeah, buddy.
And that feels good.
It feels phenomenal. It's so good.
You know, the tiny bit of fame I get from doing this is it feels good. Like, yeah, people recognize you from doing stuff like that. I'm like, you watch the captain's log? I mean, I know people are watching it and it's getting people are having a good time, but you don't realize it until you go out in public that people actually are like, that's what they care about it, they see you.
They do. But you know what? The other thing is kids can be ruthless, which that's the other thing. I have kids. Hey, Moose. Jesse Graff's better than you. Wow. Thanks, Courtney. That escalated quickly.
But I mean, come on. I mean, you've done it. I mean, you've been, so this is your third time to the finals?
Yes. This is my third season competing in American Ninja Warrior. I was in season 8 in Atlanta. I did wipe out in the qualifier there. Season 9, I was in Kansas City where I did great in the qualifier. Did great in the finals and cruised all the way to Vegas, which I gotta tell you, going to Vegas in my 40s, way different than my 20s.
I believe that.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I can see a show. Did you see the buffet over here? Hold on, I'm gonna get a picture of this. Oh my God, it turned into my father.
Yeah, no, I get it. I totally get that. But the thing, like, when you're competing, how nervous do you get? Is it nerves are involved, or is it just you're just out there and I trained and I'm ready to go?
That definitely is one of the biggest factors when age comes into play in a positive way. I mean, I spent years with MMA. I spent, years with the military. I was in the boxing team. So it's like, hey, I'm not stuck in a desert.
You're a competitor.
No one's hitting me in my face.
Right.
This is so much easier. And I get excited. And that's where I think I've had a lot of success. Because some of the younger ninjas, I mean, they're phenomenal. They're literally just specimens of human nature.
Right.
But nerves will get them, especially of some course. Of those young bucks.
It tenses you up.
They overthink something, yeah. Overanalyze, they panic, they don't commit. Whereas I just get excited. I think that's one of the reasons NBC has really been bringing me back. They realize I'm very genuine. I always mean exactly what I say, and I really am who I am. Some people have a shtick or a show that they put on,
right?
Then that personality ends when the camera hits click. I'm the same guy in and out.
Well, I mean, I think that's why everyone has embraced you. Obviously, that's a big draw and a connection to your fans. They see you as a school teacher. You teach PE in Fort Myers.
Yep.
And that's just amazing because these guys, you gotta look at the competition. They can't be in the classroom teaching, 8 hours a day like you. They're obviously like eating protein shakes and working out 14 hours a day.
Oh, and
you're competing on that level and at 40.
44 now.
44. God bless you. I'm 41 and I don't think I'm getting, I'm going to be a ninja anytime soon.
It's funny. Like the
maybe
older
for Halloween, I'll be a ninja. But
it is. The older I get, the more sounds I make getting out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
There's a direct correlation there somehow.
How do you have time to hit the gym and be so fit and do all the workouts and still compete at that level?
It's a lot of it just comes down to balance. I've learned there are the three most important rules of just overall fitness. Number one, go to bed. Good quality sleep habits. And you'll find people, oh, I can't do that. No, you're telling me you can't. It's not a priority.
Yeah.
But if you don't get good sleep habits, you make bad choices.
How many hours of sleep?
I need about 7.
Okay.
Okay. On average, males tend to need slightly less sleep than like female athletes. I've compared notes to some of the female ninjas. We'll talk training tips. I need about 7 hours because that's when your body is all it's repairing. It also helps you make better choices in nutrition. If I'm not going to go through a drive-in. I'm going to have enough energy to get up, prepare my meal. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number two is reasonable nutrition. I don't treat my body like a temple. I treat my body like a truck. If you fill a truck with mostly good things, it's going to work just fine for you.
Right.
There are times. I love carbs. The problem with like donut. A donut is like French kissing a unicorn on your taste buds.
What's your favorite donut?
Oh my gosh. I got to say Bennett's Glazed.
Oh, I love Bennett's. Oh my God.
Bennett's Glazed.
Bennett's Dark Roast in Fort Myers.
Oh yes. It's so good.
And how about the maple bacon? Have you had the maple bacon?
I have.
With the whole slab of bacon on top?
I'm a purist. I like my bacon and my donut. Okay. I don't like to cross the two. It's like Ghostbusters. Don't cross the streams.
I love Bennett's. Bennett's Dark Roast, guys. My two favorite donut places, Trackside in Bonita.
Ooh.
And Bennett's Dark Roast in Fort Myers. Mm-hmm. Quality, gourmet, kick.
Oh my God.
Donuts. Like, so delicious.
Oh, and number three.
What, is there another one?
Yep, there's three rules. Okay, we've covered sleep, we've covered reasonable nutrition. Then comes fitness, exercise. And that means normally, especially as we age, you need a lift. You need to lift weights. It sounds crazy, but I'll do a lot of push-ups, a lot of pull-ups. I'll climb a lot of ropes. But I also spend at least 2 days in the week lifting weights because as we age, we lose our balance,
right?
And our flexibility,
okay,
and our fast twitch muscles. So I'm not on machines. I'm on free weights. I'm doing squats. I'm doing deadlifts. I'm doing overhead press. I'm doing so many pull-ups.
I can't imagine. But now that's an interesting question because when they preview the stories of all the athletes and what they do, they show them like in like either ninja gym setups or something. Do you do that?
I do.
Where do you get that kind of setup.
Well, you know, it's funny. There is another ninja that lives in the area. We competed together in season 8. His name is Jeff Harvey. Phenomenal young man.
Okay.
For whatever reason, the ninja gods did not call him back for season 9 and season 10, which is a shame. Because the guy, he's just a phenomenal athlete, all-around great guy. He has a personal setup in a private warehouse that we go and hang on. It's like a Rocky gym, you know, or a Rocky Balboa, where it's not pretty. It's right. Very bare bones.
So you're punching meat slabs.
Oh, we are. We are. Except instead of meat slabs, salmon ladder and a pegboard and all.
Yeah.
You know, I've also, even though I am the neighborhood darling of the HOA, because I built a child's playground in my backyard. Oh, I have a 20-foot rope climb, a 20-foot monkey bars with all the grips and pegboards. I just got lucky, though, because a couple of key members in the HOA board are like, nope, we love Ninja. That's definitely a playground for
children.
That's
going to happen. Right.
Yeah, so I got that blessed off. Very happy about that.
That's good. That's a perk from being a ninja warrior.
That's a huge perk.
Yeah.
You know, and the other tough part is just, you know, everyone's motivated. Everyone has motivation at different times. It's the biggest part is finding discipline, because discipline is what takes over when motivation fails you. If we all only worked out when we felt like it, we'd be at the gym maybe once a week.
Right.
You know, but the days, like, you know, like when you know you're 44 and you're going to be on national television, it does help me put down that donut till the next day.
I agree. I can understand that. And I can't sympathize or be on the same level, because I'm not on national TV in that kind of body.
Yet.
I'm working on it. I am at the gym every day, though. I am at the gym. So around the house, are you dad, or are you... Tell me how that works. Like, wife says, do the dishes, and you're like...
Heck yeah,
moose
baby.
Moose does not do dishes.
Oh, my moose does so many dishes. I have learned. Okay? Now, if you're a guy, and you're watching this right now, I'm giving you advice for life. Okay? I had a friend of mine, he bought his wife flowers. He's like, oh, she barely said thanks. That's right. You bought her flowers from a joint bank account, and she makes more money than you. Great job. I learned. Romance is house chores.
Yeah.
Without being told.
Yeah.
You're going to do the dishes anyway. Do it without getting told. Make the bed without being told. I'll throw in the kids' laundry. I'm vacuuming. I might as well be shirtless in slow motion, the wind whipping through my beard like, hello.
You do it all.
I do, because I've learned, you know, it's a great balance. You know, I love my wife, Lisa. She does a lot of great things, cooks a lot of meals for us, helps me, because otherwise I would just be eating a bag of rotisserie chicken and salad every day, because I'm not a kitchen guy. I'm like, oh, yay, chicken. And the problem with chicken, no matter what you do to it, it tastes like chicken.
It's chicken.
So it's like, so I find that balance, and I've learned, house chores is romance. And as far as like the kids... You know, it balances. It is a balance. I am dad, but I'm also dad coach.
Mm-hmm. So the kids, I've seen them working out with you.
Yes.
How is it hard to get them to do it, or now they're like in love with the whole romance of American Ninja Warrior and their dad's a star? Like, or how does that fit in?
Well, I got to tell you, you know what? The whole Ninja Warrior started because of my kids. They were, dad, you got to do this show, especially my daughter, Joss. Dad, this is for you. You know, I want to see you do it. I'm like, You know,
It was all her.
It was her for her 10th birthday. She's like, no presents. I don't want a present. I want to see you on the show. So I'm like, fine.
Wow.
She followed me with her phone for 3 days, filming all my little training clips.
Oh my God, that's adorable.
Found somebody to help edit it all together. My buddy, Jeff Mayer from the school district. And we submitted the video, and I'm like, whatever. And then I get a call 2 months later, and I'm like, I just got real. I will say, the best part about getting the kids to exercise is, if you're a parent and you're listening in, you have kids, I'm going to help you out here. Okay.
From the moose. Here it comes.
It is. I don't pay allowance. I am a firm believer that I feed my children. I keep them safe from bears. They can do some dishes and take out the trash.
Okay.
But I do pay for fitness. A child should have the opportunity to find a way to earn a little bit of money. You know, I pay a dollar when they run a mile. I pay a quarter for 20 push-ups. You know, if your kid's younger or older, you might scale it differently.
Yeah.
But I've learned, and I only pay them once a week on Saturdays. They get a paycheck just like I do. If they spend all their money on candy
They keep a log, or how does it work?
I keep a running log on my phone. You know,
I love that.
We go to, we're over at Futures MMA for their kids grappling and kids Muay Thai and kids boxing, kids wrestling. So they earn a couple of dollars for showing up for self-defense classes.
Yeah.
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, the anti-bully. check that. But by paying for fitness, it takes away the onus of having to, first off, track behind a child. Hey, did you do your job? Well, you didn't do it good enough, so now I'm going to pay you back. I don't want to get into that argument. I'm like, no, just do your chores. Do your homework. Then they can earn money. They both do have phones, because I think, I don't try to withhold technology.
Yeah.
Technology is the future. You know,
I agree with that.
You know, I want them to know how to use it. Now, I do trust, but I verify. I watch their stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And they appreciate the responsibility, but they
you let them have good. Instagram?
I do. They get Instagram.
What else?
But that's it.
No Snapchat.
No Snapchat. No. No.
No way.
No Snapchat. No. I am not prepared for Snapchat. They've asked, and I'm like, nope. That's a whole lot of no.
Do you have Snapchat?
I do not.
Okay.
I do. Instagram, Morgan the Moose.
Yeah.
Facebook, Twitter @MorganSun. But no Snapchat. Just Snapchat is kind of like Tinder. It's awesome when you're single. From what I've seen, I have too many of my female friends give me horror stories about getting an eggplant picture in their Snapchat feed. Okay. And I'm like, oh God, no, please. I'm too old for that. I don't need that kind of surprise.
I don't know if they're going to be sending you. They might be asking.
For you the would think. I've had a couple. I've already got some interesting messages on Instagram alone. I'm like, oh God, backspace.
Well, I mean, today is just going to be... Are you on pins and needles waiting to see the show? How?
You know, it's funny. Even when
tonight,
you know...
Tonight on NBC.
Even when
American
you know
Ninja
how
Warrior.
You're going to do.
Morgan the Moose, by the way, my guest. He's going to be on tonight in the finals, right?
Yes, this is the city finals. Very excited about this. And the thing is, even when you know how you're going to do, you still get excited because it's such a surreal experience. You know, I mean, the qualifier alone, what literally gave me... every experience I ever hoped to have with the show. And it was so nice. You know, the crowd is there. The thing I love about ninjas in general is we're not competing against each other. We all know we're in it together. We're competing against the course. And we all get it. The secret about Ninja Warriors, no one wins. We've had one winner in 9.5 seasons so far.
Yeah. Who's that?
Isaac Cordero. He won back in season 7. And NBC was like, whoa, well, apparently this is too easy now. We've had one winner and two finishers. Jeff Britton was the first one to make it up. Phenomenal guy, by the way. Love him. Love Jeff Britton. They're both really good people. But they make it.
Hey,
we
Dad.
Realize we all
My
wipe.
Dad's on there. Hi, Dad.
Hey, Dad. We all wipe out. That's the secret. We get it. And when you go into the clarity, we were talking about nerves earlier. I know. Chances are, well, you know, none of us are going to win. But we all, we're like... It's like winning the lottery, you know? It's like, there's still a chance. It could happen, you know? And we're going to start finding out tonight. No.
It's exciting. I'm excited. Listen, I pull in the guy's driveway. He's got an electric car. Is there
anything you don't do
that's just amazing? He doesn't even burn real fuel, guys.
No, it's a hybrid. It's amazing. I get about 20 miles, and then the engine kicks in where I only get like 30 miles a gallon. I don't know what happened. That did. I did get a deal in the car. You're that ninja guy. I am.
See,
does that help?
It pays to be famous. And it pays to be the Moose. This is the captain's log. Look at
this.
Stay tuned tonight, guys.
Yes.
Morgan the Moose is going to be on NBC. I'm Captain Brian. Hey. Morgan in the house. Don't you miss it tonight. And I appreciate it, man.
Hey,
it's great.
Thank you so much.
You.
I see you, Scott. What's going on, buddy?
Love it. Love it, guys.
Thank you so much, Brian. Thanks. I'll be seeing you later on Off the Hook, too.
Like and share the post. And
please.
We'll tune in tomorrow, guys. The captain.